Well, on Friday, the news was announced that Christine has accepted the call to serve as rector of St. Paul's Episcopal Church in Murfreesboro. And as she does, I will also be moving into new ministries within the diocese. We are so thrilled for this new opportunity, and we are so, so grateful. We are grateful for Lee and Sousa Lee and the finest staff colleagues one could hope for. And we are grateful for you all, for your love, your friendship, your encouragement, for the way the Holy Spirit flows in this place, and for the way over the last 7 years that we have continued to be formed, not only as priests, but formed in the ways of Christian community. As we have together celebrated joys, grappled with challenges, and borne one another's sorrows. We are so, so grateful. And for the very reasons we are filled with gratitude and joy, we have also shed tears over leaving such a community. And for me, not only have there been tears, there has also been some trepidation. For while I am excited about my own next adventure, I am also leaping into the unknown, not yet having a specific job lined up. And so as I step forward into what is next, the temptation is to do what Jesus forcefully denounces in today's gospel reading. The temptation is to look back. Jesus says, "No one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God." Well, these are hard words. And they leave me asking myself, am I fit for the kingdom of God? Can I follow Jesus without looking back? And do I even want to? Well, I do. I do want to because I know that God is at work. There have been moments when I have caught a glimpse of God's kingdom breaking into ours. Moments I have felt God's power here in our midst, in my life and in your life. And so I want to follow where Jesus is leading. But in order to follow Jesus, the call really is to leave everything. And that might look like what our family is about to embark upon. Leaving our neighborhood and the comfortable rhythms we know and this St. George's community. But it may also be the call to leave behind those things that keep us from growing into greater maturity. It may be the call to leave behind the fear and the anxiety that keeps us from having the kind of relationships we would like to have. It may be the call to leave behind any from the whole list of things we heard Paul writing about this morning from his letter to the Galatians. It may be the call to leave behind old habits and old thought patterns and old behaviors. It may be the call to leave behind our failures. And it may be the call to leave behind our successes. In order to follow Jesus, the call is to leave everything. In order to follow Jesus, the call is to leave everything. And as we do, we gain everything. Because only Jesus can give what we are seeking. Only Jesus can give the life that truly is life, which is what I want. I want the life that is real and deep and meaningful. But do I want it badly enough to leave everything and not look back? The cost seems a little high, doesn't it? Can't Jesus just take what I have and simply add to it? Just take my existing life and add his power, sort of a value-added life? Well, the answer is yes. Yes, of course, Jesus could simply redecorate my life. Jesus simply could rearrange the furniture of my life and rearrange the furniture of your life. But more often than not, if we're being honest with ourselves, those deck chairs that would be rearranged are on the Titanic. Now we know Jesus is the Lord of promise. And that in Jesus' life, death, resurrection, and ascension, Jesus is promising you everything. But we have texts like today's gospel, and Jesus actually means what he says. Jesus really is saying that in following him to gain everything, you will first lose everything. This is not a test just to see if you will take him up on it. The cost really is high. It's hard. You really do have to give up all you have in order to be open to all he has. And so in today's gospel, here is Jesus. People feel God's power flowing through Jesus right there in their midst. And they want to be a part of that. They know it is amazing. And they say, Jesus, we are ready. We are ready to follow you. The first man says, I will follow you anywhere. But then we see that they have conditions attached. Conditions which seem perfectly reasonable. I have to say goodbye to my family. I have to bury my father. In fact, scholars tell us that the obligation to bury one's father was regarded by many Jews of the time as the most holy and binding duty of a son. But Jesus says that that too is secondary to the call to follow him and announce God's kingdom. Jesus says, do not look back. Press ahead. He says, no one who puts a hand to the plow and looks back is fit for the kingdom of God. Because it is, as Tom Wright reminds us, if you are trying to plow a straight furrow and then look back to see how you did, even if what you see is a straight line, the act of looking back will mean that the next bit will become crooked. Jesus is demanding a lot. And he asks, are you ready to drop what you are doing and come with me right now? See, Jesus is saying that the power of God's kingdom is so amazing. It is so life transforming. Do not let anything stand in your way of being a part of it. Jesus is calling us to leave behind our old lives and follow him to a new life. And so what is standing in your way? For this new life that Jesus has for you, what is Jesus challenging you to do or to give up or to leave behind? And challenging is the right word because it likely will not be easy. Giving up those things we hang on to so tightly never is. But because this is what Jesus is calling you into, this is where you are going to find the life that truly is life. And that's exactly what Jesus wants for you. And so here is a question that we have to reckon with. Is Jesus worth it? You don't have to follow Jesus. You can go your own way. You can do your own thing. You can follow someone or something else. Leaving your old life behind for an amazing new life. But a new life that comes with and through struggle and challenge and picking up your cross. Is Jesus worth it? The people in today's gospel reading, those who proclaim their readiness to follow Jesus, when Jesus told them to drop everything, to not turn back, to come with him immediately, how did they respond? Well, we don't actually know. We don't know if they followed Jesus. And in not being given the answer, the question lingers. And the question is for us. Where is Jesus asking you to follow him? I know that wherever it is, that is where you are going to find life. Are we ready to go with him?